There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
The movie Planet Power premieres tonight. It is supported by MESIA, which is the Middle East Solar Industry Association. It's a non-profit group. It is a documentary, and it's all about something that I think captivated people here in the UAE because it began this journey here in the UAE, and it ended. And it was a round-the-world journey that ended here in the capital of the UAE. Let me just play you something to perhaps jog memories for a moment.
Imagine a flight around the world powered entirely by the light of the sun. Bigard and Borschberg carried a message of hope throughout the world.
We absolutely need to replace all the outdated and polluting systems with clean, efficient technologies that are more profitable, that create jobs and economic growth. The goal is not to be ecological, but simply logical.
Planet Power.
I love that. The goal is not to be ecological, simply logical. It's the next logical step. The Picard and Borschberg referred to there are Bertrand Picard and André Borschberg, who flew around the world without a drop of fuel in Solar Impulse 2. And it began, of course, here in Abu Dhabi. Now, there is a movie premiering tonight, as we pointed out. Pascal and Catherine Vuong are with us, and they are the writer, director, you made the tea, you did everything on the movie. It's very nice to see you. Pascal, let me start with you. You've just flown in from Paris. You must be excited for the premiere.
Hello, sir. I'm so excited and happy to be here in Dubai.
Well, tell me about, just outline the movie, if you would. Just tell us the story, because, and let me put this to you. This is in the, I found this online today, Planet Power tells the story of electricity. That's the starting point, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the main topic of the film. It's just to explain to young generation the link between electricity and global warming. Who knows the link between electricity and global warming? This is the goal of the mission of our film, is to explain this very clearly for anyone, for family audiences in the world. The film is an IMAX 3D movie, very big pictures with big sound. It premiered in Washington, D.C. last month at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum, and we are very proud of this. And again, it's to explain, a few people know, I think a few people know exactly what is, why electricity is so important in our current life and how we need to produce it differently.
Catherine, let me ask you about your involvement in the movie. How did you two get involved in the movie? Where's the connection with Solar Impulse?
Hello, everybody. In fact, I'm the producer of the movie. Yeah. So that's my part.
And you are together. I guess that, actually. But you, okay, so you're married.
Team.
Where does the connection come from with Solar Impulse? Where does that story start with you two?
We started to work on this project in 2014. Okay. It's our own mission to explain things to young generation. Okay. That's why we make films. And so four years ago, I had the idea to make a movie about Solar Impulse. But very very quickly, I felt that the main topic was electricity and renewable energies. So Solar Impulse is an example, wonderful example, but it's the main topic is renewable energies.
And talk us through what people can expect to see this evening. Obviously, I haven't seen it, but you guys have been working on this. It's been a passion project for you both. What can your audience get to see tonight?
It's supposed to be very spectacular because of the big screen and the 3D effects, and it's supposed to be very educational. As producer, we are supposed to make an educational guide for teachers and school groups, and We really intend to show it in the UAE for the coming years to school groups and students.
In fact, we used to call these sort of movies edutainment, because it's the goal is entertainment and education.
Yeah.
And it's really a family audience and the young generation too. So there's a lot of techniques in the movie to keep it, interesting. And
so to answer your question, Natalie, I think the audience will understand better because of the pictures and the sound. They will understand better complex things.
And you're using sort of a mix of animation and CGI and images that you have. So you're bringing all to tell the story of the journey, not only of Solar Impulse, but also of electricity. Yeah. And that's kind of the message you're trying to get across.
Yeah, you know, electricity is quite new, quite young and young energy, because there were no electricity 200 years ago. Mm. Can you imagine this? So in only two centuries, it became the energy of our current life and the energy of our future.
Yeah. It's essential now. You can't live without electricity.
Can you imagine life without electricity?
No smartphones?
No. it might be better. Let's be honest, it might be. But try explaining to children that to children. Try explaining to children no Wi-Fi. All of the benefits we have in this modern age. The thing with this is Solar Impulse 2 is not just an event or a journey. The story of two pilots is not just the story of electricity. It's the first time that we traversed the globe in a plane without a single drop of fuel. It's something that I suppose begs for a documentary movie. It must have been a real thrill to be able to document.
Yeah, it was a challenge to show this electric plane for such a movie, because we are not allowed to fly so close from the the airplane, because it's too dangerous for the airplane. So we had to use CGI to show special shots.
To be able to demonstrate how things were in effect. So there were parts of this that you were actually flying within a certain distance from the plane then?
Yeah, actually, yes. Okay. And we usually shot some backgrounds, and we put a CGI plane in it.
Okay. What about the pilots? What do the pilots think? What does André Buschberg and Bertrand Piccard? What's their reaction to the movie?
They were surprised to how 3D can bring a lot of how can I say this? This is very impressive because of the 3D effects.
Actually. Mm. Yeah. Mm. I guess it can offer a different perspective that because of the restrictions in what you could film through 3D, you could make it a little bit more interactive so people can feel and see things, I guess.
Well, I think they were also very excited because, in fact, our movie is reinforcing and supporting their message. In fact, not only their adventure, which is incredible in itself, but also the message they want to bring across the world.
The fact that this can be done.
This can be done, and it's a positive message for the youngest, you know. Our planet is a little bit already damaged, but we can do better, and we have the tools. So
that was the message that came out, because we talked to both pilots a number of times, particularly in the news centre upstairs, and we talked to them on this programme a good few times as they stopped. There were issues with weather and everything else. It took longer than they had hoped. But at the end of it, they did it.
Yeah.
And it's a very personal story, I think, to people here in the UAE, because, of course, it began here and it ends here. And, of course, you're here with the premiere. Just one more quick question. What's the scene in the movie that stands out for you? What is something that you will always keep in your mind from the movie that you've been able to show an audience that watches the film?
I think we really want to show to young generation that they can be involved in that revolution, in this disruption regarding energy. So it's It's an important message for Solar Impulse and for us to show that the solution already exists. And there are so many solutions, many more solutions to find. So that's the big challenge for the coming years.
And I suppose you think it can't be done, but as they've proved, it can.
Yeah.
All right. I love it. Pascal and Catherine Vong are here in the UAE. They wrote, produced, and directed a film about Solar Impulse 2. It premieres tonight, supported by the Middle East Solar Industry Association, which is a non-profit group.
Oh, yeah. And thanks, really thank you. Thanks to this association, the MESIA Association. We after 4 years of efforts, we can show it in the UAE. We are very proud of this.
As with Solar Impulse 2. They got it done, and you got it done. It's very nice to meet you. Thank you for coming in, and all the best for the premiere.
Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.